This is I Miss Christendom. My name is Steve, and this is my channel. If you like what you see, please subscribe, like the video, and share it. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. And you can like us and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is in the description as well. And now, to our video. I converted to Catholicism in the early 90s when I was in my early 20s. Back then, the only Catholic media we had was EWTN, and thank God for it. That was when Mother Angelica was running it, and it was actually pretty good. I learned about the saints through Bob and Penny Lord, and I learned that pastors and preachers from all denominations were becoming Catholic and the theological and historical reasons why through The Journey Home with Marcus Grodi. And I would watch documentaries on various Catholic topics. I learned more about the Catholic faith through EWTN than I ever did through RCIA or listening to priestly homilies. One such documentary that I watched was about a Dutch woman named Ida Perteman, who allegedly received visits from the Blessed Virgin Mary from March 25, 1945 to May 31, 1959 in Amsterdam, Holland. I say allegedly because the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith has recently ruled, or rather clarified, that this apparition of the Virgin Mary was not approved. Now, I'm not here to challenge that ruling, but rather to ask why, despite its early condemnation, was it allowed to be seen by the entire world as approved for nearly 20 years? In other words, if you were to look at any list of diocesan-approved apparitions of the Virgin Mary 10 years ago, Our Lady of Amsterdam would be on that list. Not only that, but it has a direct connection with another fully approved apparition of Mary, Akita. But we'll get into all of that in a moment. First, what was the point of this apparition? Well, allegedly, Our Lady wishes to be seen as Our Lady by not just Catholics, but all peoples and all nations. For that reason, this apparition is known not just as Our Lady of Amsterdam, but Our Lady of all peoples and Our Lady of all nations. Our Lady gives an image to promote this, again allegedly, and she gives a short prayer to the seer Ida Perteman that reflects this request. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the heart of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. The apparition also calls for the Church to declare the fifth Marian dogma, proclaiming her co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate. Now, this is nothing new. For centuries, the Church has recognized Mary under these titles. The proof given by the Virgin Mary of the apparition's authenticity was not to be miracles or miraculous healings, but rather a series of astonishingly accurate prophecies. Here are some of those prophecies. Now, I'm not giving these prophecies as proof of its authenticity. It is not up to us to decide whether these prophecies prove that it's real. It's up to the proper authorities, and they have decided and they've said no, and I accept that, though the image and a slightly modified version of the prayer are still approved. The reality is prophecies can come from the devil. He does not know the future, but is far better at assessing the current situation and making predictions than we are. So much so that it can look to us as if the person or whatever he's working through knows the future. Now, I'm not saying that these apparitions are from the devil. I don't believe that. In fact, I hope for a reversal. I'm just stating that by me giving these prophecies, I am not promoting this apparition as true. Some events accurately prophesied are the prediction of the victory of Israel as a nation predicted in 1945, the meltdown of the Chernobyl nuclear plant in Russia predicted in 1950, the communist takeover of China on October 1, 1949, 4 years before it came to pass, prophecy was given in 1945, the Korean War predicted in 1950, the Second Vatican Council predicted 11 years before it came to pass, the changing of the fasting requirements to receive Holy Communion, prophesied 14 years in advance, the change in the altar of the Holy Sacrifice and the position of the priest facing the lay people, predicted in 1952, the apostasy of a large number of priests and religious, prophesied from August 29, 1945 until January 6, 1980, The Dissent Regarding Celibacy, prophesied in 1956 and 1957. The War in Yugoslavia, prophecies predicted in 1949, 1950, and 1977. The Erecting of the Berlin Wall, prophesied in 1950. And on May 7, 1949, Our Lady declares that, quote, nature too will change. She predicts and warns against the European Union in 1949. Some future prophecies include the prediction of a one-world government that will be very brief and powerful, prophesied in 1950, a Third World War, and the triumph of the Immaculate Heart. Clearly, nothing to see here. At this point, I'm going to give the approval timelines as I experienced it, because I believe it represents how most people experienced it, rather than, quite frankly, what we are being told. Now, the old categories of discernment for the Church on private revelation were constat de supernatural, which confirms a supernatural origin, non-constat de supernatural, which indicates that the supernatural character cannot be established but remains open for further investigation, constat de non supernatural, declares that the phenomenon does not have a supernatural origin, leading to its prohibition. Now, these norms have changed recently, but they are irrelevant when it comes to Our Lady of Amsterdam, and you'll see why in just a moment. Prior to the change, an apparition could be either approved by the local bishop, which was the norm, or from Rome, and of course, Rome could override the decision of the local bishop either way, but a local bishop could not override a decision from Rome. Today, Rome makes all the decisions. On April 22, 1984, Bishop Ito of the Diocese of Niigata approved a different apparition of Mary who appeared to a nun through an image of Our Lady of Amsterdam in Akita, Japan. On May 31, 1996, Bishop Boomers, with Rome's approval, approved the veneration, the image, and the prayer of Our Lady of All Nations, leaving the question of authenticity to the conscience of the faithful, pending further developments. On May 31, 2002, the then Bishop of Haarlem, Joseph Punt, recognized Our Lady of Amsterdam as authentic, giving it full approval. In 2005, Rome required a small change in the prayer, changing the line that says, "May the Lady of All Nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate," to "May the Lady of All Nations, who is Mary, be our advocate." Interest in Our Lady of Amsterdam was renewed in 2011 with the Arab Spring, especially the revolution in Cairo, which seemed to confirm this prophecy given to Ida Pertimann in 1947. All at once, I see Cairo clearly, and I get a strange feeling about it. Then I see various Eastern peoples, Persians, Arabs, and so on. The lady says, "The world is, so to speak, going to be torn into two. Now I see the world laying before me, and in it a great crack appearing, a break winding right over the world. Heavy clouds are hanging over it, and I feel great sorrow and misery. I hear the lady say, great sorrow and misery will come." Now, this is just a sidebar. Sometime after 2018, I ran across an article on the website www.magigoria.eu, which stated that we had to reject Our Lady of Amsterdam because it contradicted Our Lady of Magigoria. It says, "Mary in Magigoria has said in her messages that she does not possess all graces. Mary of Amsterdam is venerated as mediatrix of all graces." The article also states that Ida Pertimann herself said that the Mary of Magigoria was not the Virgin Mary that spoke to her. Now, this is all strange because although the article admits Our Lady of Amsterdam was approved at the time, it claims that it had been condemned by previous bishops of the area, casting doubt on its authenticity. Excuse me? Every bishop of Mostar has condemned Magigoria. Not one of them approved it. And I had noticed in the past that supporters of Magigoria would routinely point to the approval of Our Lady of Amsterdam as proof that just because an apparition lasts for years, that doesn't mean it's not authentic. Something Magigoria had been long criticized for, the fact that it is, to this day, still occurring. It baffled me that a supporter of Magigoria, an apparition that had been condemned by all the bishops and not received any approval, would say that an approved apparition was not true because the two were incompatible. If anything, the opposite conclusion should be drawn, that Magigoria was not true. Now, here's where things get interesting. On October 28th, journalist David Magura published a private letter on his blog that he had received from the Vatican. A letter dated July 20th, 2020, signed by the Apostolic Nuncio in Lebanon, Joseph Spiteri, is directed to the Maronite Patriarch of Antioch in response to a request for clarification about the official position of the Church on the devotion to Our Lady of All Nations. It states that the CDF pointed out to him that the notification of May 25, 1974 is still valid. Archbishop Spiteri then reports some excerpts from the notification, including the judgment that it did not consist non-constant of a supernatural nature, and that the faithful were to cease any propagation about the supposed apparitions and revelations of Our Lady of All Nations. Theologians such as Mark Maravalli and others clarified that non-constant de supernatural means the supernatural character cannot be established but remains open to further investigation, not that it does not have a supernatural origin leading to its prohibition. That would be constant de non. And that according to the Vatican website, the status of the apparition was in fact listed as non-constant, not constant de non, meaning the supernatural character could not be established and remains open to further investigation. However, on July 11, 2024, the Dicastery of the Doctrine of the Faith issued a letter clarifying the declaration made on March 27, 1974. Quote, in light of this persistent doubts raised about the alleged apparitions and revelations in Amsterdam from 1949 to 1959, in connection with the devotion to the Lady of All Nations, the Dicastery for the Doctrine of Faith is making known the results of the ordinary session of the then Sacred Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith, held on 27 March 1974, which reached the following decisions about the events in question. One, as for a doctrinal judgment, constante de non supernatural. As for whether to investigate the phenomenon further, negative. These decisions were approved by the Holy Father, Pope Paul VI, during an audience granted to the prefect of the Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith on 5th April 1974. So according to the DDF, Our Lady of Amsterdam was condemned and the matter closed in 1974 by Pope Paul VI. So why was it allowed to be seen as fully approved for nearly 20 years? Why did Cardinal Ratzinger allow for its veneration? And why was the only response from the Vatican when Bishop Punt fully approved it a slight alteration to the prayer? Well, fortunately, Victor Fernandez, prefect of the Dicastery of the Doctrine of Faith, gives us the answer in the July 11th decree. He says, in the past, the Dicastery as a rule did not make public decisions about alleged supernatural phenomenon. Excuse me? Am I the only one who thinks something fishy is going on here? Now, something similar happened to Our Lady of Lipa, who went under the title Mediatrix of All Graces. The apparition was originally suppressed, but Archbishop Argyles, on September 12, 2015, approved the apparition as being of supernatural origin and worthy of belief. This was quickly struck down by the Vatican, who said that the apparition had been condemned by Pius XII. The devotees claimed that no such decree from Pius XII existed, but on March 19, 2024, the DDF released the 1951 document showing its condemnation, although local veneration is allowed. Now, in a sense, none of this really matters. Even if Our Lady of Amsterdam was approved, the Vatican has the right to unapprove it. So there's no reason to play games and act like it was never approved when it really was, if that's what's going on here. So why would they, if again, that is what's happening? Well, the modernists don't like the idea of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and advocate, even though it's been papal teaching for the last several centuries. They think it's too much of a barrier between Catholics and Protestants. And we can see this in the recent approval of Rosa Mystica. The apparition refers to Mary several times as the mediatrix of all graces. Here's what the DDF said about that in the letter approving or giving Rosa Mystica the current highest approval available, which is nil obstat, or no obstacle to the faith. Quote, however, this image of Mary as a lightning rod mediatrix, often used another time and inherited by Purina, must be avoided. In this case, as the norms for proceeding in the discernment of alleged supernatural phenomena suggest, it must be borne in mind that authentic fruits of the Holy Spirit at times appear connected to confused human experiences, theological inaccurate expressions, or with purely human elements. So the seer just inherited this faulty idea or didn't know any better. At the same time, it must be maintained that only the Lord can act in people's hearts by bestowing sanctifying grace that uplifts and transforms, because sanctifying grace is, first and foremost, the gift of the Spirit who justifies and sanctifies us. In this action, which only God can do in the depths without overlooking our freedom, and this is all true, there is no other possible mediation, not even that of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her cooperation is always to be understood in the sense of her maternal intercession, and in the context of her helping to create provisions for us to be open to the action of sanctifying grace. Now, this part is not true. This is an absolute denial of Mary as mediatrix of all graces, despite centuries of papal teaching. Pope Leo XIII wrote, "Nothing is imparted to us except through Mary, since God wills it." Pope Benedict XV said, "Every kind of grace we receive from the treasury of the redemption is ministered, as it were, through the hands of the same sorrowful virgin." Now, of course, God is the source and action of all grace, and yes, Christ is the one true mediator between God and man, meaning only he could atone for man's sins, especially original sin, to God the Father, because he is both God and man, and thus his sacrifice on the cross atoned for all sins. And any minor mediation, whether it's Mary's or someone preaching the gospel or baptizing someone or leading someone to salvation or any intercessory prayer, accomplishes nothing without Christ's overall mediation, because they are not a separate mediation from Christ's, but rather a participation in his one unique mediation. So Mary's mediation does not cancel out Christ's one unique mediation or is even separate from it, but rather depends on it because it is a participation in it. And people like Victor Fernandez should know that Mary's mediation of grace is not merely her intercession, but rather is a participation in the dispensing of grace for her children, because she is the one who dispenses it. That's what mediatrix of all graces means. She dispenses the grace, all of it. But this group doesn't like that, and they certainly don't want any kind of dogma declaring it. On December 19, 2019, in a homily given for the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, Pope Francis said he wishes us to avoid the, quote, foolishness of being so concerned with new Marian dogmas. It's one thing when it comes to Rosa Mystica, where the DDF can say, just ignore that part. But when it comes to an apparition that asks for its declaration, well, that one's got to go. But the Francis Pontificate and the DDF especially have a PR problem. It's one thing if these apparitions were condemned by previous popes and no one knew about it. It's another if Francis and the Vatican go around unapproving apparitions that received local approval because they don't like the theological implications, even when it reflects the Church's constant teaching. Then people get upset. I'm not saying these prior condemnations were made up. I have no proof of that. Again, like I said, none of this really matters. The DDF has spoken, and Our Lady of Amsterdam is not approved, and I accept that. But are we going to be told more of this? Are we going to be told that Pope Pius X condemned Our Lady of Good Success? Or, oh, look what we found, John Paul II condemned Our Lady of Akita? Would anyone be surprised? I know I wouldn't be. Until my next video, God bless.